too. It's obvious that his wife has just said, I love you, and he has replied with a shorthand substitute, me too. He may actually say, I love you, at home, but he's not quite secure enough to say it in front of the guys in the office. Yet, here's the next principle we learn from the song. Go public. Put it out there. In the 11th verse, Solomon continues, We will make you ornaments of gold with studs of silver. Note the change in pronouns from verse 9, I, to verse 11, we. Solomon has gone public with his love. He's involving other people, we, in professing his love for Shulamith through the creation of gifts of gold and silver. As you socialize with other couples, how do you notice them speaking of each other? What clues are dropped about their mutual respect or lack thereof? Gary Chapman has a great idea. He suggests praising your spouse to a third party out of the spouse's hearing. Why would we do that? Because powerful words always find their way back to their object. The spouse will find out what you said, and the words will have even greater power, greater credibility, a compliment unearthed like buried treasure. Call it indirect praise filtered through someone else. Chapman even points out that if a husband praises his wife to her mother, the mother will amplify his words when she passes them on, and the husband will get extra credit. He also recommends that we give the praise when our spouses are there to bask in it. Also, we can share any praise that comes our way. Thank you, but I never could have done that without the help of, insert your spouse's name here. I read a book about John Newton, the composer of Amazing Grace, that is filled with the wonderful remarks he made about his wife. An example, every room where Mary is not present looks unfurnished. Again, the point is not whether you or I could ever turn a phrase like a gifted hymn writer. The point is that as you read about that man's life, you observe marital praise frequently, and Newton made his praise public. Talking up our spouses should be an entrenched habit as natural as breathing. These are all ways to magnify the power of speaking our love. Winston Churchill certainly found a way to get it done. At a banquet, he was sitting next to his wife when asked to field this question. If he could not be himself but had to be someone else, who would he choose to be? He took his wife's hand as he answered. If I couldn't be who I am, I would most like to be Lady Churchill's second husband. James Hume.